Say Shadow ahead. You feel this? Smoke DB. Hey, I need y'all to go fuck with my girl, Black Beauty, the Uptown Cutie. You know, that Leaky Faucet like this here. Yeah, I mean, Shadow got to keep it all the way funky, all the way live, all the way real. You know what I'm saying? She got to spin your shit longer than she right. Yeah, I mean, you feel me? But got that highlight, Leaky Faucet, Black Beauty, the Uptown Cutie. You know how it is. Shit, they West Side talking to you. A-Town, stand up. What's happening?
This your girl, Black Beauty, the Uptown Cutie, coming back to you with another one here on this good day, August the 2nd, 2020. Bitch, you made it through Roro, and I'm still with you, ho. Here I am, no Leaky Faucet, where we spill things on purpose and not by accident. Here chilling with you, baby. I know it's been a month, about a month and a half. Bitch, been making moves. Doing what I supposed to do in these shoes. Walking, no talking. That's what I told you on my last couple of episodes, baby. You do what you're supposed to do when it's time for you to do it. It's not here for you to please everybody. Pleasing everybody is not on your agenda. So I'm here to say, why fuck over good people? Why do bad to people? Why snake people? Why even be a snake in the grass? Why should I even have to mow my grass? Didn't I just feed you? Didn't I just help you accumulate the things that you have? Didn't I help you mature mentally, physically, emotionally? Because of me, bitch, you're at where you're at. You think the way you think because of moi. But then I had to think about myself. Don't be so selfish. Sometimes God will put somebody in your life just for you to grow up. Ain't that a bitch? Ooh. Blow it good. Good karma. Good smoke. Blow it back at you. Sometimes God will put you in somebody's life just because they stupid, they don't know no better. And God gonna let you come along to help them get their slow ass together. You see what I'm saying? It's like Legos. You know, sometimes I fail to believe we think we so smart. We try to put blocks together. We know this shit don't fit. But we like the shape of it. It got glitter on it. It's shiny. Maybe got little rhinestones and diamonds on it. So now we want to hold on to it, but it doesn't fit. It does not fit within your puzzle. Not at all. It's nowhere on your brick to your yellow brick road. Bitch, this shit belongs somewhere else. But here it is. It's pretty. So we want to keep it for ourselves. And that's why today on Know the Leaky Faucet,
it has a whole lot of stuff in it. So they created computers off of brains. So you are a very intelligent man. So somebody tell you, don't argue over something. Don't. You can't argue over something.
But look though, when white people gave you God, when they gave, well, Jesus Christ. I'm not gonna say God. I'm gonna say Jesus Christ. When white people gave you Jesus Christ, they literally use certain parts of the Bible to manipulate you. They didn't use the whole thing. Right. But they never
geographic.
Right, but they never stuck to the Old Testament. They always follow on the New Testament, on the covenant. That's what they like to stick on.
Yeah, because they're rocking with him in these times and you still with him right now, then you need to worry about this. Don't worry about too much of that. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, but not gonna dwell on it.
But that ain't where you'll find it. Your finances and everything gonna come from.
Right, because they stuck on.
Yeah, like, we need you to keep believing in something in order to keep you.
That locked in, right? On
fate,
a certain,
because they already know your fate only gonna go surpass it. So you're not gonna surpass a certain part of your fate.
But look though, that Jesus Christ been running so long through black families. You know how hard and how many generations it's gonna take to literally shake him?
About 600, because it took 400
to drill it in.
What was going on? It takes another 400 for the psychologists to really wake up and realize what happened.
Right.
And then you got to put 2 more hundred years on that we put the footwork down after we know what we got to do.
So
you still gonna have scary people within the two years. Still got the one like,
and yeah, the coon.
I don't know because I don't want to die. Still
like
had them.
Yeah, but like they call them, AKA the coon, because you.
Man, but that's
One foot in, one foot out.
That's why I told Tosh in the interview, that's what we did.
Jesse Jackson.
We were getting ready to kill people and go to war with them, but we gave away to the economy because everybody started saying, oh, the 4th of July coming up. Oh, the 4th of July. And they so used to, oh, fuck with the 4th of July, they forgot that we were supposed to be still making a stand saying, fuck the 4th.
Right.
Don't wear the American colors.
Because I know I didn't.
I didn't wear any. I don't even wear that shit anymore. I got socks, shirts,
nothing.
Everything. I don't even put that shit on.
What is it? I don't even know the national anthem. I never knew the Pledge of Allegiance. What was that? I never did.
When you put that shit on,
remember
like
that
now,
by heart.
You disrespecting, you beckoning on that same energy that caused all this shit to go down like it's going on. That's why I threw the Bible. It's another reason why. I told him, I said, you know what? I got something in my drive that fit the fucking time of what's going on. Why I jump and try to do a song when I can flush that bitch out?
Right.
Because it's going to have this. People going to gravitate to it because they want to hear something new anyway. They're tired of hearing the same old. They want somebody to wake them up.
Right. But you know what? As an artist, when you coming out doing anything, especially when you're talking about religion, when you're talking about police reform, when you're talking about reparations, you have to be ready for critics to come out, because it's a lot of artists that talk that street nigga shit, but now they gon' pop like Migos all of a sudden. Y'all was some street niggas ever since Cardi done came, gave old boy some pussy. Y'all niggas got on leather tight pants, y'all doing Thriller outfits. That's right. That's going pop.
What I said in the beginning, talking about you street and intelligent, nigga. So that show you.
But that's a threat.
Yeah, but that let you know. Come, that let you know I'm cocked. It let you know I can get on this level and I can be on this level. And you still gonna get the same aggression out of me.
Right.
In the spirituality, I can consider myself a gangster because I'm gonna come out and say something. I'm not gonna keep my mouth closed. So they can see I'm debatable just on my page.
So being is a supreme artist, being is your name is supreme. You're a supreme thinker. So, as your issue with some artists is what that they don't give a lot of realness or not being in depth with their artists or with their audience as well. Some people don't connect with their artists and their audience all the time. Because the artist is you.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't want to say what they really want to say on wax because they know the CEO going to come out and be like, bro, you got to take that off.
Yeah,
you tripping.
Right,
man, bitch, you trying to get a shot? Yeah, you trying to get lost? You know, so that's why I say...
They try to muffle certain things.
Muffle your artisticness.
But why be like that? See, I ain't going to lie to you. The time that we going through right now, this ain't the time to be muffled.
No, it's
not. Because you just said the magic word earlier. Everything is exposed.
Okay, right.
So if everything is exposed, why not expose your fucking self all the way out? Like,
because your big mama and your grandma and your mama, not everybody mama, gonna come and say, boy, stop listening to that. Well, how you think we done got through all these hard times? She's gonna bring back.
Yeah, my grandmother hated the fact that I was listening to Malcolm X.
Right. And I love Marcus Garvey.
And Marcus Garvey and any speaker that was like that had power.
Michael Stokely.
When I played that in
Stokely.
My grandma's house like a couple of years ago, she used to be like, oh, she was getting on a phone call and other people found her. I'm talking, I think he must be a Muslim or something. He ain't even, I'm like, damn, I'm just doing it for the education.
Right.
And the information.
Informing yourself.
Because I'm serious about my music, so I have to study different things
before
I get in my music. I gotta be worried about being questioned. Why did you put that in the lyrics on the such and such song? On the second verse, you said something about such and such and such. Could you explain for
me? Right. You
I
have
need
to explain.
Why the fuck I put that?
Right.
I put that there because it rhymes. You see what I'm saying? I put that there because I can come back and tell you why I put
why?
That there.
Why? And you I'm did your research.
I'm not going to say nothing out of my mouth musically unless I done did intensive research, spent money on it, got it recorded, sent it in front of somebody, got it listened to. Got other people from my prison pass, street pass. Man, what you think about this? Played in front of females. What you think about this? Everybody's like, well, I like that. I'm going with my mood because I've already just felt everybody out already from
right.
my walks of life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I had the different critics. Of, what you think? Well, maybe if you had, maybe if you said. But then for the most part, I got more of a, bro, that's something that needed to be said. But
right.
the timing wasn't right.
Right.
But the world right. now the time is right. So I'm
it
like,
is.
Why am I going to go find a, I can go get a fire ass beat and everything. But no, this shit need to be said because they watching everything I'm saying on my page. And my page up to 400, 500 just on talking.
Nah, right. The perfect time, but
this is the perfect time
right.
to slide it in the fucking, in the,
right.
you know what I'm saying? But, oh, he like that too? Oh, that's why he be speaking like that. Oh, he can rap like that too? And they ain't got no beat, and he still got women in the video. So now he like, damn, we don't know.
But your focus
that.
Is not on just women.
No,
just because you have
I
a black
just,
queen
I know,
there.
I just know
right.
We studied the science of what eyeballs do.
Right, of course.
When you're a shooter, you got to study
because
eyeballs.
A nigga mind can only go so far.
Yeah.
Let's be real now.
Yeah,
nigga
yeah.
got a real, right. Nigga got a real short attention
so
span.
So you need to be.
Right.
They
so you always
got to
have some pussy somewhere. You got to hold them down. And I'm pussy telling you, you got to hold them down. Fuck you mean. We gotta put some pussy in here, so where's too much dick? Where is the pussy? Hey man, where is the feline? So I mean at
that's
that,
why I didn't mind. See,
but you know what?
She was gonna do that.
You know,
just
but see now that a nigga see that you more about your craft, you gonna have to fuck the head up eventually down the line because now I'm serious.
Yeah, I'm taking
because a lot of niggas look a lot of self-conscious real rappers, you see what I'm saying? They ain't about to go mainstream. Fuck it. You see what I'm saying? Well, bitch, I need the money now. You see what I'm saying?
I just want to make sure. Because 50 Cent, like I said, if 50 Cent, he get, when I saw his interview, he gave me the perfect motherfucking jewel. He was like, don't change nothing you doing to fit in with what's going on. If you are conscious,
right.
if you rap on a certain stuff, you see, because at one time, the world gonna be looking for you. They're not gonna want to hear nothing
else. Right.
People gonna want to get up and be like, man, I'm tired of all this and the
right.
coronavirus shit. Let's see who's talking about something else. And they click your shit on you like.
And I actually, and I threw that bone out there to see if you was gonna bite it, and you did. To see if you was gonna stay true to your own artistry. A lot of people can't stick to who
now
the fuck that
the
they
fuck
are.
Well, now, Steph and I had partners come in here, all got it, fell out with me.
Right.
L, me and L, and fell out till we about to fight by CJ House.
Mm-hmm.
Because he trying to get me, he had to went to Atlanta, see? Uh-huh. And he had the guy, he was a 5-star ball, he was cut juice. So he tried to come back with that, bitch, you need to, you know, you gonna have to change this about. And I'm like, Al, I understand. But I cannot, you know, I'm not about to, that's too far away from me. I'm
you're
not
right.
comfortable though.
Right.
He was trying to tell me about the cadences, the music. And I'm like, I can get on them levels, Al, but as myself, I'm stepping out of my own element. I bring what I got a lot to the table.
Yes.
I said, you stupid. We got 15, I got 15 years of incarceration, bro.
Right.
I done created a fucking audience just from behind bars. And
right.
all them dudes is home.
Right.
And they stay all over the place. And they
right.
on Facebook. And so they already wait.
So you
despite
already have an audience.
People,
you already have a wait.
If you go on my Instagram, I spent money on three videos.
Mm-hmm.
I promoted. They are up to... The last video I got, it is up to almost 7,000. It had been in 7,000 clicks,
okay.
views, looks, watches, scroll across.
But you know what? As black artists, that's why I was telling y'all about the EIN, the LLC,
yeah,
getting that brand, getting the trademark. Because now, as a black man, you know, even if you don't want to give me reparations, now, bitch, I'm going to take it. Because now, if you want certain paperwork, bitch, I'm going to give it to you. Just because I know... I'm qualified and I'm well over deserved and deserving of this money that you owe me and my people. So, I mean, you can look at it all type of ways.
I'm not getting out of who the fuck I am.
No, indeed. But, again, I threw that bone out there just to see if he was going to bite it. Because you have so many people that come out self-conscious. I mean, they be great artists.
I got weaponry.
Right. And you really do. Real artillery. Weaponry is that you got artillery.
Yeah, I wrote my whole time and I was in there, so... What happened is I got out here and I tried to see what was going on and get with everything, but I'm like, you know what? everything I wrote that I got in my locker box, I kind of could go back to it and bring all that out. Mm. And let them see what they feel about that, because no music, nobody ain't ever heard is brand new. All I need is a cameraman and some updated production.
Shout out to everybody in the world right now. Ain't trying to deal with that bullshit. But when we gonna make our own movement, stop talking about theirs. Talk about your street. Street and intelligent, nigga. Here's a toast to my supreme civilization. Bled from Europeans, we live meritorious in Africa before the invasion. Grass blazing, eyes Asian. My flesh sold images of Egyptian paintings to live in this world unaware of your meaning. It's like walking through great libraries without reading. Meaning, you just pacing, causing devastation with a system that thrives off misinformation. They say I'm one of the selected few. I